wonderful summer, 1965, the summer of 65 in Racine. Jim and Carol are here, Carol Gianforte, Jim Messier here, and we're going to be talking about the summer of 65 in Racine. But before we get that underway, I thought the presentation you did at the church a few weeks ago was just wonderful. You guys are really good at this stuff.
Dan, you helped us.
Yes.
Oh, I helped
us. We have you to thank for that.
I read two lines and I goofed one of them. Okay.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, because you didn't give me my motivation when I read it. I needed motivation to read the line. Anyway, that was very good. It was a nice presentation. And that was the beaches, the pool. And I learned something because every time I go down 14th Street now, to the end, I look at where that 14th Street beach was.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
You can't even tell it was even there.
No.
I'm not going to move your microphone a little.
Yeah.
I got to hear every word you have to say. I couldn't even tell where it is.
No.
I mean, you said there were steps there. I couldn't see the steps. They're covered over. They're
gone. And a bubbler.
That stuff is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Here you were in the state of New York. You missed the landmark stuff.
Oh, you should see the beach where I grew up in Rockaway. It's gone. The boardwalk is dilapidated.
Oh.
All the bungalows that were there are gone. There's a big factory building there now.
Oh,
they wiped out my childhood. I should never have gone back. My brother and I went back. And I thought about it. And I said, don't go back. Because right now the memories are stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Now I picture that dilapidated empty lot. And they were building a factory.
Oh, yeah. Like our park pool.
Yeah.
You were there, Don. There's nothing
The sunken tennis court.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And some... an arboretum or whatever they're growing there. They're growing some flowers there. That's the tough part about going back.
Yeah.
I mean, and you get to see it today because then all your memories are gone. You can't think about what it was. You're thinking about what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And I want to thank you guys for destroying memories for people. That's really
our pleasure.
Your memory destroyer.
Well, this is when I think of the one and only book I wrote, and I've said this a couple times, coming up with this idea that we have double vision. Because you look at a place and you see this dilapidated boardwalk, but you see how it was.
Yeah. Now, there was you used to live on Carlisle. There was a big fire on Carlisle the other day.
I want to go. That's the second home on Carlisle this summer.
Uh-oh.
That has had a fire.
Uh-oh. You know what that means?
Uh-oh. Three.
Dateline has to be going out there doing an investigation.
Yes.
Now, that was about four blocks from your house, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know, since I heard Carlisle, I said, oh, no. All right. Let's talk about what we're going to do now. This is we're talking about the summer of 65 in Racine. Now, you got to think about what was going on in the world in 1965. Lyndon Johnson was president.
Right. Yep.
The Beatles were at their height.
Yeah.
All their five songs in the top 100 at the time. And Jim and Carol were wandering around. Looking for dates on the beach.
That's exactly
boy,
right.
Boy, were we serious. Yes. Serious lives.
Jim was checking out the woman. Carol was checking out the guys on the beach.
True. Yeah.
So let's talk about the summer of 65.
Well, thanks, Don. For many of us baby boomers, we graduated from high school in that year. I did from St. Cat's, and Carol's husband, John, graduated from Horlick. So this summer, both of these classes of 65 had reunions. It's hard to believe this was our 60th. Wait a minute. I think we did the math wrong, you know?
I think it should be
40.
Have gotten old
Let's
like
go with
this.
40. Okay. Our 40th. Okay. We were never going to be this old, I guess. It's a good thing we had the name tags at the reunions, I know. But inside, I think we're still 18-year-olds at heart. So anyway, I was asked to give a short talk at my reunion, bringing back lots of memories from 65. And I call it the summer of 65.
I've got to confess now, I was the class of 66.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's close enough, and I hung around with you guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take part in this program today anyway.
So you were dating underclassmen in the summer of 65.
That's right.
I was looking for older classmen, though.
Yeah.
Jeez. No, if you were in 66, you were looking for the older.
Yeah, older.
Yeah, older.
Yeah. Right. So when I learned that Jim had given this talk, and Don, let's look at Jim's notes from his talk, because to our audience, Don is always amazed at Jim's...
Is that what those crumpled pieces
of... Yes, yes. Jim works off of notes.
Yeah,
wow.
Look at that. But when I learned that he gave this talk and heard that, it was such a nice part of the reunion. It was such a summary of that last exhilarating summer and kind of a recap of those teen summers. So I thought, well, let's do this for our program. So here we are, part one, because this is going to extend into next month, too, before we let summer completely go.
Mm-hmm.
But the background of 1965, setting the stage. Now, Don, you said Lyndon Johnson was the president. Some of the sobering things, because we want pleasant memories, we know that the first ground troops were sent to Vietnam in 1965. And there were the marches in Selma. But probably with our stage of life and here in Racine, we were fairly insulated from these events. But other things about 1965, just setting the stage, I found out in my, as I say, my deep research, SpaghettiOs came on the market.
And they're still here.
Now, could this be right? I needed to double check this when I looked at my writing today. Could this be right? 720 million cans are sold worldwide today.
Let me tell you, I guess when my daughter was smaller. We got a can of SpaghettiOs. I opened it up. It was just tomato sauce. There were no SpaghettiOs in it. I said, where are the SpaghettiOs? It was just the sauce. I used the sauce for other things, but there was no SpaghettiOs in there.
And you never forgot it. No.
Like, that's when Franco-American ran it back then.
Campbell's owned it, but
Franco-American. Like, I'm going to write to Franco. Gee whiz, we got an unhappy person here. Let's get a case of SpaghettiOs to him right away so he doesn't stop buying them.
Yeah, give him a truckload, right?
Now, another thing in my research, I found out that the first carousel slide projector was marketed. And my father went crazy over slides. So 30 years after his passing, I still have some of those carousel slides.
We had to go to Goodwill. I think it was one of those type Goodwill stores to get a slide projector carousel.
Yeah.
Because when my mother-in-law passed away, my wife went through the house. And she found all these slides from when they used to go on vacation. But how are you going to see them?
Right.
So we went searching around. We found a store.
Right.
I think it was on Lathrop. And they sold a carousel projector there for a few bucks. We bought it, and we were able to see the slides.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So you didn't have to pay $200 on eBay or anything.
Nah, I think I paid about $30 for it. But you know what it is? As these technologies become abandoned, like all the movies you have on beta, 8mm, and you got to find the sources to play them or you'll never be able to see them.
Yeah. That's right.
True.
One other historical fact was the Subway Company began that year. So they've sold a lot of Subways since then. I don't know if they're matching SpaghettiOs, though.
Still the same triangle pieces of cheese.
Well, we were concerned a bit with the cost of living. We had some summer jobs, of course, that we'll talk about next month. But Kappa's bread, 21 cents a loaf. Eggs, 55 cents. And milk from Progressive, $1 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
A McDonald's was 15 cents a hamburger, I think.
Yes. I remember that.
15 cents.
18 cents for the cheeseburger.
Yeah. Fries a dime. Remember that?
Yeah.
What else did you find more important?
Pizzas at Brucia's. A large pizza, mind you now, was $2.50. For those smokers back then, a pack of cigarettes averaged about 25 cents a pack. 25 cents. And a gallon of gas was roughly about 29 cents.
Yeah, I paid 25 when I mowed lawns back then. It was 25 cents a gallon. I had to had to walk about a half mile to the gas station to get gas. For a quarter, I'd fill up the gas tank and go back and mow about five or six lawns.
Yep.
Go back and have to fill it up again for a quarter.
Yep, that's right.
Oh.
What about wages, Carol?
Yeah, our wages, well, the minimum wage was $1.25.
Yeah.
But we were saying now if you worked like at a quarter grocery store, a small enterprise, you probably earned definitely less. I think babysitting.
Wasn't that illegal?
Well, we didn't have those police around here, I guess. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Brown weren't
all can't pay less than a minimum wage. That's illegal.
And I didn't look up babysitting. I wonder if it was 50 cents an hour when I babysat. It might have been.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we thought we knew everything.
Oh, my gosh, yes. After graduation from high school, we did think we knew everything. I mean, after all, we had 4 years of English. We had math, algebra. Geometry, some of us took trig. Science, we had biology, what else? Chemistry, even physics. What was there left to learn? You know, we knew it all.
We did know it all.
Yeah. And we had our favorite songs from that time as well.
Well, we also were very well read.
Oh, yes.
I want to remind you.
Yes, okay.
Yes,
well, some of us.
We read things like Shakespeare occasionally.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the Cliff Notes.
I think you said you read something called Beowulf.
Beowulf back in high school.
Beowulf, yeah.
Beowulf? No.
I remember.
Beowulf.
Yeah, Beowulf.
Yeah, Chaucer.
Catcher in the Rye. That was a big one with Holden Caulfield.
That was a naughty book.
It was naughty.
Naughty words in that book. Yeah. I can't believe you read that, Carol. Well, the whole image of you is blown out the
tubes. That was public school. See, that's why.
Okay. Yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
We read that. But we also utilized a nice handy aid, yellow and black booklets.
Yep.
Cliff Notes.
Yep. Cliff Notes.
Helped us get through all that reading.
Oh, my gosh.
So we knew everything. We were well read.
Yeah. That's
so you
right.
cheated with Cliff Notes?
Absolutely.
Rails Drugstore.
Never did that.
Yeah.
I never read the books. I just kind of faked it. But no, I never.
Yeah.
They're still around, I guess.
Oh, I
you don't
think
need
so.
Them anymore. You just go on your phone, type in AI, and I say, "What? Give me a book report."
Yeah.
You don't need the Cliff Notes anymore.
Yeah. Now, some of the songs from that period of time, Don plays them on the radio here. Remember, "What's New, Pussycat" by Tom Jones. "I Got You, Babe."
Oh, that
Sonny
was good.
"Sonny and Cher." "Can't Get No Satisfaction."
Mm.
The Stones. "Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man." The Birds. And one of my favorites, "Wooly Bully" by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Sam the Sham.
As you say, Don plays that a lot here.
Oh, yes. Yes, he sure does.
Yeah. Also in 1965, a young little guy named Donald Rosen went to go see the Beatles at Shea Stadium. Oh. My mom and dad took me to see the Beatles in 1965. And I remember they were wearing tan collarless jackets. Sonny and Cher were the opening act. Nobody ever heard of them at the time.
Yeah.
The Bo Brummels were there.
Oh, yeah.
And the Beatles came on, played for about 45 minutes or so. You couldn't even hear them because it's screaming inside the stadium. And they didn't have stadium concerts back then, so the speaker systems are kind of iffy. And they came out in a limo.
Yeah.
They jumped on the stage, played, and then they left. And I had my Beatle tickets with their pictures on them. And my mother moved to Florida in 1999. She threw them out.
No.
She said if they were important to you, you would have taken them with you.
Oh.
So anyway, so I saw the Beatles in 1965 at Shea. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I guess we didn't get that far, did we, dear?
No.
The Beatles, Beatles
we were
played,
stuck here in Racine.
Beatles played in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What year do you remember? Anything about
it? It was around then. We just had Bob Barry on the air with us a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he introduced the Beatles on stage in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm.
They came this far west.
Yeah. How about some other girl
groups?
Yeah.
Now, Petula Clark, again, in my research, she had the number one with the weekly charts, I guess, because we were talking about Wooly Bully was the number one. But one was for the year end.
Yeah, they had a lot of number ones. Every week they had a new number one song.
So we don't have to debate that. We'll give them both.
No, we don't have to debate
Wooly Bully and Petula Clark.
There were 50 others. You know, every week there was a new number one song.
I don't have that at my fingertips.
Yeah.
And then the Supremes. Now, that was amazing. They had four number one hits in that same year. Let's see. "I Hear a Symphony," I think was one. "Come See About Me," "Stop in the Name of Love," "Back in My Arms Again." And the Shirelles were still popular. They were, the year before was a really big one. But for the Shirelles, "Baby, It's You," and "Back in My," they did "Back in My Arms Again," and "Tonight's the Night." So what were we listening to, Jim? How did we hear our music?
Oh, on a transistor radio, probably. We listened to WOKY, and Don said he had Bob Barry as a guest here a couple weeks ago. WCFL was another rock station out of Chicago. WLS, I think, was the biggest rock station. We listened to Dick Biondi, Clark Weber, Art Roberts, Jim Dunbar, and a host of others. But, that was our thing to do, listen to these guys on the radio. And we took the radio everywhere because it was portable.
Yeah, like we talked about, to the beach even.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, that
that's
was
right.
A must.
Yeah.
I took my radio to the beach and always came back with sand in it.
Yeah, true.
I took such good care of it not to get any sand in it. I came back, there was sand in the radio, and I couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got in there because I'd never put it on the sand.
Of course, we saw a lot of movies back then too, right?
We did. Now, Don, you weren't here to see her go into our Venetian and the Rialto downtown. And we didn't realize, just like Washington Park Pool, I don't think we realized what we had.
No.
Because now when you look back at it, with the photos that have been colorized too, especially the Venetian, it was absolutely elaborate.
Yeah, yep.
And fairly large too.
Mm-hmm.
The Rialto was good, but the Venetian, its twin down the block, was just amazingly beautiful.
Yep.
And then we had the Capitol in West Racine, and I think you could get in for a dollar. So that's summer. Great place for dates, of course.
Sure.
We're actually giving away tickets later on this morning to two movie palaces that are 100 years old or more.
Yep.
The Oriental and the Downer in Milwaukee.
Oh, Downer by UWM.
Yeah, and the Oriental is like a...
that's a palace,
It is a palace.
Yeah.
It's like walking into a palace.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So we get tickets to give away later to those two theaters.
Well, actually, now I'm thinking about the Venetian. Jim, with your collection of so many Racine things... I think you've got some things from the Venetian, as a few other people do.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned that griffin that I have. It's like a gargoyle statue.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah, it looks horrible. It's a image of a lion and an eagle. But
stolen?
Stolen, yeah, you stole it.
I just carried it out one day. Yeah.
Is this a hot item? That?
How much do you think it weighs?
Oh, more than I could lift. Yeah, there's also one at Marsh Meredith Funeral Home. There's one there, too.
They stole one, too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Over their dead bodies. Now, where we were in the Venetian and Rialto, though, we have to say, we're thinking of our teenage summer, we went for the balcony.
Yeah, and explain
we were
why.
Up there. Yeah, we were holding hands, et cetera, et cetera, up in
the dark
balcony.
Up there. Yeah.
That's what you were doing, holding hands in the balcony? Okay.
What were some of the movies we saw?
Well, Sound of Music was number one that year.
Oh, yeah.
Major.
Yep.
But here was that astounding Goldfinger, Sean Connery, and the Beatles with Help, and also Cat Ballou. So a dollar. And a nice thing about the summer was if we were in a line for the tickets, it was the ticket booths were on the outside of the building.
Right. Yeah.
On right outside. So in the winter, you had to brave the elements. So a summer date, you could just wait outside. It was much better.
And you know what's playing at the Marcus Renaissance Theater this week?
No, what?
The Sound of Music.
No.
Yep.
Really?
The 60th anniversary, the complete roadshow version with the intermission and everything is playing.
Well, look at pointing that out. 60th
anniversary playing this week at the Renaissance, The Sound of Music.
Jeez.
Oh, are you going to go?
I took my mother there for the 50th.
Oh,
yeah, it's
sentimental.
Yeah, it's a good. I never saw it when I was a kid. My mother never saw it either. We just saw it for the first time then.
Wow!
I don't
and you
know
could
why.
See how it was very captivating.
Yeah. Long movie
too. Yeah, it was a good movie. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Well, them TV shows.
No, we had the outdoor theaters, which
that's
we went to.
We went to the outdoor.
Yeah, the Westgate and the Mid City outdoor theaters, and to see such classics as Planet of the Vampires. Bloody Pit of Horror. How about this one? Bloodsuckers from Mars. One of my favorites.
That won an Oscar. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Hot Rod Rumble. These are all great movies to take a date, right, guys?
To hold hands, yeah.
Yeah, because the scarier the movie, the closer she sat next to you in the car. And that was when most cars had bench seats.
Was that your move?
Yeah.
Scary movies.
All right, hold on. We're talking to Jim and Carol. Carol Gianforte, Jim Basir. This morning we're talking about the summer of 65. What were you doing in the summer of 65 in Racine?
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was young, so much younger than today. Anybody's helping anyway.
There you go, 1965 the year with the Beatles, 1965. Probably in the summer of 65, you were listening to the Beatles with their second movie. This time it was in color, Help. Wow, long time ago. As a matter of fact, it was 60 years ago. Carol Gianforte and Jim Basir are here. We're talking about the summer of 65. What were you doing in Racine in the summer of 65? Let's continue our chat. This is pretty good. We're talking about all the things that were going on And let's kick off the second half hour.
Well, getting back to the outdoor theaters, they had some unique features. We could always sneak in the trunk by hiding in the trunk, and then without paying, a lot of us did that.
We had those huge cars.
Oh,
Our parents had the huge cars.
Right, yeah, you can get a couple
huge trunks.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Now, does anybody remember driving off with the speaker still attached to your car?
My neighbor did it.
Really?
Yeah, she did it. She got home and the speaker was there. It was in the back. So she didn't see it. It was in the back seat, and she ripped it right off. And that happened a lot.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's right.
And you have some speakers, Jim.
I have some.
Now, did you drive off with them? Is that how you got them?
No.
More stolen goods?
No, they were stolen.
The
that's
Griffin
right.
And I bought the outdoor speakers.
Yeah. Right.
That's now, they used to call the drive-ins the passion pit.
Of course. That's right. That's right.
I know, where they held hands, yeah.
We wouldn't know about that, though, Carol, right?
No.
Yeah, with somebody else.
Oh.
I know when the Mid-City switched to an X-rated feature, cars would be lined up on Highway A just off of 32. Just watching, the free sights. You couldn't hear anything, but all you could do is see what was on the screen. So, of course, pretty much they're pretty much gone now. The outdoor theaters. I think there's only 10 left in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
The closest one I think is in Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that one is for sale, from what I understand. So let's switch to TV.
Well, TV shows. Now. Do you have some that, Jim, or should I start on the TV shows?
Well, just
the size of the TVs and what we were watching. Let's do that.
Yeah, the size was usually about 21-inch. We had 21-inch screens, and I remember when they went to 23-inch, everybody went,
really?
Oh, my gosh, wow, you know.
Oh.
The color TVs, they were out already, but most families didn't have them until maybe the mid to late 60s when they came down in price. Portables were quite common, rather than having those huge cabinets, which were really like a piece of furniture in your house.
Sure.
Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Repairing them were relatively inexpensive. You just needed to change a tube, of course, and that was about it. Unless it was the picture tube. Then you knew you were out of luck. Remember that?
Used to call the guy from the TV store. He came with a big box of tubes and everything.
That's right.
And ours was built into the wall, so we had to go in the boiler room to go around the back and test all the tubes to see what was working.
Yeah, that's right. Number one program back then was Bonanza. Who remembers Red Skelton? If you liked comedy, he came to Racine once because Johnson's was one of his sponsors.
I think you saw him, didn't you?
Yes, I saw him at the Rialto Theater there. He did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
Who remembers having to watch Lawrence Welk because you only had one TV set and your parents every Saturday night tuned in to Lawrence Welk, and you were out of luck if you wanted to watch something else.
And it's still on every Saturday night on PBS.
Right.
Lawrence Welk is still there.
That's right. Yeah, how about some of the shows?
I remember my husband John's grandparents.
Yeah.
They watched it in the dark. Maybe a lot of people did, but I imagine they thought they were like in a movie theater.
Oh, could be.
So Lawrence Welk was on it, his grandparents, in the dark.
Oh, wow.
But American Bandstand.
Yep.
That had been with us already for a number of years. So looking up the year 1965 for American Bandstand, Sonny and Cher were there on June 12th, and they sang Got You, Babe. And the Ronettes were there that summer, Be My Baby. Then, of course, we were already attuned to Ed Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd seen the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. But now, during that year, he got braver. He had the Animals, the Righteous Brothers, and Petula Clark. The other shows that we loved were, funny ones, like The Addams Family, Andy Griffith, The Fugitive.
Andy Griffith on multiple channels every day.
He's on constantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Munsters, that was another one that went with the Addams Family. Remember?
Yes, that's right, right.
Yeah, that's right.
But a source of our entertainment was going downtown. Now, we had Elmwood Plaza, and we had Zayers and Terry's.
Yep.
But downtown entertainment was great for us. Everyone was still there. And so we had favorite store. Well, everyone was there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. Downtown was really our entertainment place to be. for guys. We had the pool halls, Ace Grill, and Doug's on State Street. And once we graduated, we could go there without fear of being suspended from St. Cat's because Monsignor Rakovrak had no authority anymore after we graduated. We also went to the bowling lanes downtown, J&W Arcade and Hotel Racine Lanes. And we had our favorite stores, right, Carol?
Yes.
Some of the guys' stores would be Wolf Brothers for clothing, Mr. Junior, George and Lester's, Joe Lawrence. And I remember Moore Jones, the hardware store, was very, very popular. But one of my favorite stores downtown was Fanny Farmer.
Oh, on the corner.
On the corner.
White.
Yeah.
Why, is the exterior of that still it's, that
I think,
white?
I don't think so. Not anymore.
But that was the spot. Lit at night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Fanny
right.
Fanny Farmer.
Yeah. How about some of your girls' stores?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, too, jumping around here,
yeah.
The Record Mart.
Yes.
Now, that was right by the Venetian Rialto. I'm skipping around.
Right by the Venetian. That's
but,
right.
But that was owned by the Neeson family.
Yep.
And we know Arlene LaPiccolo, who's was one of the seven children that were involved with the Record Mart.
Yep.
And this was so fun. Her mother, June, knew music. And all you had to do was hum a few bars. And June could tell you what song it was.
Yeah.
And she had the top 100. Oh, okay. She had the top 100 list. But what was fun there was you could try your record.
Yeah.
There were booths in the back.
Yep, that's
with
right.
With cloth hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you tried your 45,
yeah.
Which was going to cost you 99 cents.
And you take your tape recorder and record it and then walk out.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we're learning a whole bunch of things about you two today. Wow. Stealing gargoyles and different things. Now you're stealing copyrighted material.
Yeah,
whoa.
My gosh. Wow.
The 60s.
Terrible.
You guys were rebels in
the
60s.
I don't think you want us back anymore, Don. We got a history.
I think there's a couple of warrants out for you two from 60 years ago.
Well, one thing that I learned, do you two know, I didn't ask you this ahead of time, when you were playing a 45 record on your record player,
mm-hmm.
that little gizmo in the center,
mm-hmm.
do you know the name of that?
Mm-mm. Maybe
well, I
would,
found
what is it?
A spider.
A spider?
Yeah, it was called a spider or an adapter, but the spider sounds better.
I thought it was a spindle.
That was there, too.
Yeah.
That was
spindle,
there, too.
Yeah.
But okay. That round gizmo.
Oh, you're talking about when you popped
that
it into
gizmo.
The middle of the 45.
Right.
If you didn't have a spindle, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Now, women's stores, Jim, you would ask me about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we had Zahn's and Idol's to upscale to really buy anything. But some more unusual ones, too, were, now, Ruth Carnes. That was on 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting to the age that summer where, yes, maybe older cousins, older siblings were getting married. And maybe we'd been to Ruth Carnes if we were at Horlick or high school formals.
Mm-hmm.
But Ruth Carnes was, as you gals will remember, kind of like we thought going to Paris because it was very fancy, but also down to earth to help us. But women would bring out the dresses. And we would be ready for the next wedding, maybe thinking of our own.
Talking about the summer of 65, Jim and Carol are here this morning. And let's continue on. Still talking about stores, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What comes to my mind, too, is Haddon's Luggage. Now, that was really upper end, I would say. But going along with our graduation summer, several of my friends and I, for our graduation presents, very nice from our parents, American Tourister suitcases from Haddon's, light blue, to go away to college. And we were so proud of our American Tourister luggage, but it had a kind of a sad message, exciting but sad. Also downtown, we gals, Walgreens and the Red Cross. Now, we had a lot of hair products to get because centered around mainly the hairstyle, the flip. We needed a lot of products for the flip. We also had Tony Perms, so a lot of hair stuff at the drugstores. So that was our downtown, trying to get our go-go boots, too. I think we had some shoe outlets.
My mother wore go-go boots.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing to me. I mean, she was with
us. Not only that is, when my brother played with the Shangri-Las, the group Shangri-Las, one of the twins in the Shangri-Las, her boots were hurting, so my mother changed go-go boots with her.
Oh, yeah.
And never, she never switched back. So yeah. when I see the Shangri-Las on TV, those are my mother's go-go boots.
You know, I just wish we had met her. We could have asked her a few things.
Well, in the 90s, she wasn't wearing go-go boots anymore. So.
Oh, well, Jim, we also had, of course, shopping at Elmwood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did a program here about the Plaza a couple months ago. We went to Goldblatt's, of course. Kresge's had a dime store there. What else did we have over there? Tompkins Velvet Freeze, if you wanted, some ice cream or whatever. We could go bowling there at Spencer's, play miniature golf. They had a nice miniature golf course there, too. But we did buy a lot of our clothes at the Plaza. I forgot the name of the men's store. Was it Richmond's?
I think it was Richmond's. So.
Those were the days of peg pants. Madras shirts. Don, you remember Madras shirts?
I had them.
Yeah, did you? Okay. The Nehru jacket probably came out a little bit later.
Yeah, about 67.
Okay. Yeah, and this was before bell bottoms, of course. Mm-hmm. But another store just west of the Plaza was Terry's. They opened up in 1962, and their claim to fame was they were the first store to open up on a Sunday. And our parish pastor warned us about not shopping on a Sunday because Sunday was meant for going to church, relaxing, being with friends and family, and we were not to go to that store.
Well, they had the Sunday Blue Laws where you couldn't open on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Unless you were a food store or a hardware store. Those mm-hmm. are stores allowed to go open on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, my dad took us for a drive that day, and the cars were lined up halfway around the block trying to get in on a Sunday.
So much for that sermon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We got to shop.
Yep, yep. And we still have time to talk about some of our downtown dance venues.
Well, I wanted to mention Zayers, too.
Okay, of course.
Now, Zayers is near and dear to my heart because growing up on Carlisle Avenue and prior to the driving our cars or getting rides, people would walk to Zayers on the north side from all over, we gals. So Zayers was enormous. And so even in that summer, you know, if you needed Bermuda shorts or something, you could just run over to Zayers. They had cameras, tents, jewelry. They had a hair salon. One of my favorite stories about it, too, was Lou Arnone, an actual professional person, was in the stereo department. And he would be playing the stereo sometimes, I guess, so loud to acquaint people with how great the stereo sound was. But anyway, Zayers gave so many Horlick students jobs. And I know I'm going on and on here, but some of my friends worked at Zayers.
Now it's the Hotel Verdant.
Oh.
Well.
That's where Zayers was, the Hotel Verdant in downtown.
No, Zayers was on the north side, the Rapids Plaza, across from Horlick High School.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Zayers.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. It lives on in our memories, big time.
Yeah, Zayers. Well,
anyway,
Zayers.
So a couple of my friends tell me about the antics that went on, because starting in high school, they hired Horlick students. And then that summer, and even beyond that summer, a lot of those Horlick people still worked there. Two of my friends, Marcia Fost and Pat Nielsen, they talked about how actually Horlick High School ran Zayers. So from snack bars and some smoking in the back to the guys from Horlick raiding women and their legs. I mean, there was a lot of fun at Zayers.
My wife worked at Zayers.
Okay, well.
I don't know if that one, but you worked at Zayers, I remember.
Well, I think it would be that one. And then I learned, lo and behold, Zayers ended up the owner of TJ Maxx.
Hmm.
I never knew that. That's what evolved out of Zayers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow, okay. Now we can hit some of the downtown dance venues. I think we have time for that, right, Carol?
Just a couple of them we can.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you start with Ivanhoe and Nitty Gritty?
Yeah, well, we think of those hot summer nights.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before, but again, that last final summer, no matter if we had a summer job or not, we would line up outside, and we knew it was going to be packed in each one for dancing. Mm-hmm. We laughed and said, where were the fire codes? There didn't seem to be any because it was just shoulder to shoulder.
Yep.
Now, the nitty gritty today is the Main Street Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivanhoe is the Ivanhoe. We're yep. so glad that that building has
stood. They're still around. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Another very popular place to be on a Friday and Saturday night was the Y Dances. They were great. Everybody went there on a Friday and Saturday night. And we saw such famous bands as the Buckinghams, Crying Shames, Tommy James and the Shondells. He was a very popular guest there. The Yardbirds Association. We heard many local bands there, too, sort of warming up for these national bands, including our own Voyagers and the Sultans. But we also had the CYO dances, which were very, very, well, how would I describe that? It wasn't like the nitty-gritty or the Ivan.
Well, you
had
used
to behave
to say,
yourself.
And also yeah. you kept the Protestant riffraff out.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you call us, the riffraff.
That's right. But we sure liked to dance back then, didn't we?
I remember the Ladies' Choice, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that, was it called a strobe ball at the Y Dances?
Oh, the strobe light. Yeah,
strobe light
yeah.
that would, yeah. you know, Ladies' Choice?
Yep, that's right.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
uh-huh.
Oh, geez, yeah, that was...
Well, we're winding down, but, you know, against this whole background was the awareness that this was going to change. And people were, like with the American Tourister luggage, we mm-hmm. were starting to make plans. Some of my friends were already getting jobs, like at the Wisconsin Gas Company, you know, local companies.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us were going to leave town.
Yeah, some
my,
of us.
My husband was going to go to the extension.
Yeah.
And what is
yeah.
that called today?
UCLA.
Do you know that, Don, that we had a UCLA here?
No.
well, Jim, what exactly?
University closest to Lake Avenue. That was the old UWR, University of Wisconsin Racine Center.
That's wow. That's where my husband
That's where
started.
Gateway is.
Yeah. 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 And he would, we met the summer of 65. So that'll be for part two. The
romance. So give us a little preview real quickly of part two.
Oh, we have
Wait,
a lot of
We didn't
of
do sports
to
today, so we got to do sports.
Yeah, we're going to do sports. Of course, we'll start out with sports. We're going to do Scooping the Loop.
That's going to be a biggie.
Yeah,
but we also
right.
never have talked about drive-in restaurants.
Drive-in restaurants?
We had a lot of drive-in
yep.
restaurants.
We're talking about The Point, where a lot of us used to go on a Friday and Saturday night, after scooping,
uh-huh.
right? We'll even talk about swimming at the park pool and at the beaches.
Uh-huh.
We could probably make this a part three. You know?
Jim's going through his notes right now.
That's right. We got
right
the drive-in
You
got to
see these notes.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like just scribble.
yeah, well, I can
He
I
somehow
can read
delivers
it.
Them. Now, once this is a TV show done, then people can see his notes.
Yeah, wow.
Once we're televised.
I might sell them on eBay after
but
I pass on.
But thank you
on.
For letting us yeah. share
no,
these great
thank
memories.
You for coming in and sharing.
So
you do
sure
a lot of work on this stuff.
The summer of 65, you know, may it live on forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah, you know, and thank you guys for putting this all together.
Well,
and this is a lot of work, a lot of effort.
It's a lot of fun, though. And
our
you
pleasure.
Make it fun, Dutch.
Yes.
Schlepping in here.
You make it fun.
Well, I appreciate mm-hmm. that.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
All
well,
right.
Thank you very much. Jim Basir, Carol Gianforte, and we'll probably have this podcast, hopefully by tomorrow. I got to find out where Jacob is. and we'll get this thing podcasted and we can hear it again. And the old ones are still there on the podcast,
oh, I
too,
know.
At WRJN.com.
Yeah.
Thank you guys a lot.